For the spring drive, KBOO's own youth collective will be interviewing Alex Gino, author of You Don't Know Everything. At 11:30, it's Words and Pictures, paying tribute to the 10th anniversary of April being Portland Comic Book Month. Host Conch looks at events, new releases, and participatory activities through the month with guests Matt Boers and Liz Yerby. And we are in the midst of our spring fun drive. And make it fun by calling 877-500-5266 and make your pledge to support KBOO. Press Watch is next.
KB would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by The Higher Taste, a local food company making ready-to-eat vegan and vegetarian fare since 1987. Their products are available at most local grocery stores. A menu and locator can be found at thehighertaste.com. Lunch was provided by Frank's Noodle House, with two locations in Northeast Portland and Beaverton. Specializing in hand-pulled noodles, Frank's Noodle House serves a wide variety of Chinese noodles. Open Monday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Dinner was provided by Bombay Chot House, located in downtown Portland at 804 Southwest 12th Avenue. Bombay Chot House, also known as Indian Chot House, is one of Portland's destinations for authentic Indian food. Open every day but Sunday, from breakfast to dinner. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of PDX Short Docs on Sunday, April 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mission Theater in Portland. PDX Short Docs is a two-hour program of Portland-related short documentaries created by local filmmakers. This year, there will be several virtual reality short documentaries included in the 6 to 7 p.m. part of the screening. There will also be a Q&A with many of the filmmakers. Again, that's PDX Short Docs on Sunday, April 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mission Theater, 1624 Northwest Gleason Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Coming this Friday during KBOO's Spring Membership Drive, it's News and Public Affairs Day. From 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.,
KBOO will be highlighting the voices of our news and public affairs volunteers. This spring's News and Public Affairs Day will be featuring programs that take a critical look at data mining
and the non-great side of social media and how our lives are increasingly affected by the internet.
That's News and Public Affairs Day this Friday, April 12th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. only on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. And whatever plans I had today, they have been changed because Julian Assange has been arrested in London, as you may have heard on Democracy Now! Julian Assange, The Intercept reports, the WikiLeaks founder was arrested on Thursday inside Ecuador's embassy in London, where he had lived since 2012 under diplomatic protection. London's Metropolitan Police Service said in a statement its officers were invited into the embassy by the ambassador following the Ecuadorian government's withdrawal of asylum. Video of Assange being dragged from the embassy was captured on a live stream set up by Ruptly, a Russian government news agency. Assange's lawyer, Jen Robinson, tweeted that he had been arrested not just for breach of bail conditions in the United Kingdom, but also in relation to an American extradition request, apparently citing Assange himself as a source. The lawyer said the warrant was for allegedly conspiring with Chelsea Manning to leak documents in 2010. So this is the major attack on the press that is going on right now in London. Chelsea, of course, has been dragged into jail on the excuse of defying grand jury instructions. She has pointed out that the information they want is something that she has already given in great detail. So this is just an attempt to intimidate everyone who would encourage leaks like this to happen. And so I want to take this opportunity to say, if you have an opportunity to leak information that is valuable to the public in making democratic decisions, as Chelsea Manning did, I certainly hope that you will. News coverage has been rather extremely slimy, even by corporate news standards. So I have brought this audio along, and I want to point out that what this really is about is the fact that Chelsea Manning and WikiLeaks reported on the actions, the violence, the cruelty, the illegitimate imperial U.S. invasion of Iraq on false pretenses, and this is what it was really about.
He was right in front of the Brad about there at 1 o'clock. Haven't seen anything since then.
Just fucking, once you get on, just open them up.
Yeah, Roger. I see your element. You got about 4 Humvees out along this.
You're clear.
All right, firing.
Line here, state line. Let me know when you get them.
Watch you. Light them all up.
Come on, fire.
Hey, Roger.
Keep shooting.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, look that up. Look up WikiLeaks raw U.S. Apache footage on YouTube and watch the U.S. slaughter journalists, unarmed journalists from the air with an armor-piercing cannon. Watch their bones break as they splatter, as they fall to the ground in pieces. Watch the cowardly act of the U.S. military. That's what it's really all about. It isn't about a lack of journalistic ethics. It isn't about what are the other excuses I've seen? I'll get around to them in a minute. It's not about all the excuses that you've seen. It's the rage of the U.S. military and the U.S. government over being exposed in the conduct of their vicious illegal war on Iraq, one of the great crimes of this century, maybe one of the greatest. So you're listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland. In just a couple of minutes, I'm going to try to raise some money, and I hope that you will join us when we do that. But right now, I wanted to go on more about Julian Assange. Continuing with the Intercept's coverage, I have information from Consortium News and World Socialists on this. Assange was taken from a central London police station to Westminster Magistrates Court. The police force explained that it acted initially on a warrant issued by that court after Assange took refuge in the embassy in 2012, violating bail conditions by not attending a hearing on his attempt to resist extradition to Sweden, where he was wanted for questioning on sexual misconduct allegations leveled against him by two women. Again, those accusations evaporated. It was never about that. The accusations were untrue, and it's really about what you heard. It's really about that cannon fire and the threat of the truth getting out and the American public being less enthusiastic in supporting the U.S. project of racist imperialism around the world. Returning to The Intercept, in May 2017, Swedish prosecutors announced that they were closing their investigation into the sexual assault allegations in light of Assange's asylum and the time that had elapsed. Daniel Sanford, a BBC journalist inside the courtroom for Assange's appearance, reported via Twitter the WikiLeaks founder pleaded not guilty to violating the terms of his bail in 2012, but refused to give evidence. The judge later found Assange guilty of failing to surrender and scheduled a court appearance for May 2nd on the U.S. extradition request. And that's what it's really about. Punishing journalism, making sure that accurate, truthful reporting does not happen and cannot happen. Intimidating. And that audio that you just heard was the most direct intimidation, slaughtering journalists. That's what the U.S. military would really like to do. If you look at the Ruppley video of the arrest. You know, thank goodness for Ruppley, because they had kept their camera going all that time, and we can see it. You can see the British police smiling broadly. They're so happy to be aggressing against a journalist. If there's one thing police hate, it's journalism. U.S. prosecutors later unsealed their indictment against Assange, saying that he is wanted in connection with a federal charge of conspiracy to commit computer intrusion for agreeing to break a password to a classified U.S. government computer. Sound a little twisty? Well, that's because it is. The indictment alleges that in March 2010, Assange engaged in a conspiracy with Chelsea Manning, a former intelligence analyst in the U.S. Army, to assist Manning in cracking a password stored on U.S. Department of Defense computers. During the conspiracy, Manning and Assange engaged in real-time discussions regarding Manning's transmission of classified records to Assange, the prosecutors claim. The discussions also reflect Assange actively encouraging Manning to provide more information. Now, you may ask yourself, why is Assange being charged with this? He's an Australian citizen, and if he wants to encourage someone from another nation to reveal information about the depredations of that country's armed forces, shouldn't he be charged with espionage or something? But that wouldn't wash either, so they've got these contorted charges. The indictment claims that Manning provided Assange with part of the password only after she had already provided WikiLeaks with hundreds of thousands of classified records related to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Again, wars that you are not supposed to weigh in on. Because outbreaks of democracy in the United States are just disastrous for our rulers. Turning to consortium news. Suspects are being investigated in Spain for having tried to extort $3 million from WikiLeaks in exchange for a huge cache of documents and surveillance videos of Assange inside Ecuador's London embassy, including with his doctors and lawyers. And so this story is an interesting twist, because Assange is being accused by the Ecuadorian president falsely of revealing intimate information about him. Assange did no such thing, but it turns out there were all kinds of hidden cameras in the Ecuadorian embassy, including while Assange was getting a doctor's examination. And these suspects decided to make some money, or try to make some money, to the tune of millions of dollars by exposing that information. Assange picking his nose, I suppose, and who knows what, hoping to embarrass WikiLeaks to the point of getting money out of them. Pretty ridiculous. But that tells you what's going on. It's 12 minutes after the hour, and I'm joined now by Pledge Central, and I believe that Ms. Ani Haynes is there.
Why, yes, Teresa, I'm here. And I'm excited to be here on this, you know, Thursday, first week of our spring membership drive. It is a beautiful Portland spring, sort of a traditional Portland spring morning, and it's a great time to join KBOO, your community radio station, at 877-500-5266. The reason you would want to dial that number is because of programs just like Press Watch. Okay, there is no other show just like Press Watch, but that's the deal. We have many, many producers, volunteers from our community stepping forward to create unique listening content, whether you get it off of the terrestrial radio signal, whether you get it online, you listen to the archive later on at a time that fits your schedule, you know that you are getting information that is relevant to your life. You are getting analysis and attitude and insight into how the world works, brought to you by many perspectives. And Teresa, here on Thursday mornings, has been a staple of public affairs offerings here on KBOO for, let's just say, well more than 25 years. So it is an important time for you to join KBOO right now. Step forward and be counted as a community member that supports independent radio, that in fact keeps independent radio independent and community-based. Call right now, 877-500-5266.
We have a special and with pledge your, premium, don't
with
we?
Your, yes, in fact, look at our minds, they are in sync. Oh, my beloved spousal unit. Yes, for $10 every month, It adds up to $120 over the course of a year. It is a sustainable way to support KABU. You could avail yourself of this amazing, beautiful, the first ever Press Watch t-shirt. The news you are not supposed to know. It is, hands breaking through the bars, which happen to be the stripes of a flag. It's a great shirt. It's a wonderful graphic designed by Amy Sitars, and it's a thing of beauty. You can walk around town showing your Press Watch pride that you, in fact, can brag about getting that insightful analysis, and call right now to avail yourself. Again, that $10 a month, it adds up to $120 over the course of a year, but it's so easy and doable for many people listening right now. Please do call 877-500-5266. We are looking to raise $500 this morning before 10 o'clock, and we can only do that with your support. KBOO.FM is another way you can reach out and join KABU this morning.
And if you go to KBOO.FM, you can actually see the shirt on the Press Watch site. If you pull up the audio schedule and pull up Press Watch, you'll see me cheerfully holding it. And I think it's a very, what would you say, aggressive design. It's basically you wear this in the wrong place, you're going to get accused of desecrating the flag, because the flag has been turned into a set of bars which are being smashed by hands pulling them apart to reveal the news you're not supposed to know. It's in blue and white on a black t-shirt, and we have a few sizes right now, and if let's see, I think we have 27 of the t-shirts available for this.
So please call right now and get one. 877-500-5266. You know that you want to be connected to the issues, to the news. You want this information because you know that the world is on fire. And you want to make sure that you are doing your part to make the world a better place, right? Because it takes all of us. Who's on fire, crew? We're all on fire, crew. And the world is on fire. It is your time to do something. And right now, very tangible action, deceptively simple action, is contributing to your community radio station, becoming a member of KABU Community Radio this morning. You can do it very quickly and easily, and that $10 a month is what I'm going to suggest, so that you too can get a KABU Press Watch t-shirt. It is the very first time that we have done this for Press Watch, that Teresa has worked with an artist to make this design, to get them printed by another activist in the community. This is a true grassroots community effort, and right now you can get one of these very limited edition KABU Press Watch t-shirts by calling 877-500-5266 and support your community radio station. You make the decision to become part of KABU, to not be a passive spectator, but to step forward and dial 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Ain't that right, Teresa?
That's right. Thanks. Well, and
I was just giving you an opportunity to talk.
Oh, I see.
You might want to come down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and pay your membership in person. You can pick up one of these shirts and you can, get a cup of coffee, take a tour of the studios, and know where your money is being put to use. You can talk about deepening your involvement with KABU. We'd love to meet you. Come on down to 20 Southeast 8th, or perhaps easiest of all, please pick up your phone and dial 877-500-5266. Be informed about the issues that you care about. You know that the information you get here on KABU is delivered to you by passionate and committed volunteers who give of their time to make sense of the news and the world around us, so that they can create programs like Press Watch. They can create programs like the Old Mole Variety Hour. They can create programs like the Heather McCoy Show coming up. You know, these programs are brought to you by community members who care, who give a damn about their world. And right now we're asking you to give a damn about your world. Please pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. With your contribution of $10 a month, know that you are making us stronger together. Dial right now, become a member of KABU. 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm.
Thanks, Ani. I think did get good response. The visual of the t-shirt has gotten the response that I wanted, and people seem to be enthusiastic about it. And some people were saying, well, I'm already a member, and I've supported Press Watch all these years. How am I going to get the t-shirt? Well, you can renew and get the t-shirt. So call 877-500-5266. And I think that you should do it fairly quickly, because I think that they'll go pretty quickly. Not that we won't have more later, but you can get in line for the first one of the first 27 and get it much quicker by calling 877-500-5266. Again, that's the Press Watch t-shirt with the hands breaking out of the bars of the U.S. flag, revealing the news you're not supposed to know. And also, KBOO.FM is another way to get it. The coverage of the arrest of Julian Assange has been poisonous. For example, from the BBC, they quote a judge saying that Judge Michael Snow said Assange's behavior was the behavior of a narcissist who cannot get beyond his own selfish interest, which, of course, is the opposite of the truth. The man has sacrificed his life to get out information around the world. He sent him to Southwark Crown Court for sentencing, where he faces up to 12 months in prison. And of course, it's really about the U.S. wanting to extradite him for defying U.S. Censorship, effective censorship of the war in Iraq and how vicious it was. For example, Chelsea Manning is brought up in this as well in the BBC article, and it says former intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning was arrested in 2010 for disclosing more than 700,000 confidential documents, videos, and diplomatic cables to the anti-secrecy website. She said she only did so to spark debates about foreign policy, but U.S. officials said the leak put lives at risk. This has been a U.S. policy since the first whistleblowers at the CIA, the claim that revealing information about the depredations, the secret depredations of the United States, puts lives at risk. It's absurd to watch that video that I was playing the audio from, and to watch the cowardly U.S. helicopter pilot slaughtering groups of journalists with armor-piercing bullets from way up in the air, gleefully enjoying it. No chance. I mean, even if they were armed, there's no way that they would be able to shoot down the helicopter with rifles and from that distance. And it's the tip of the iceberg on how many people were slaughtered and or starved to death or injured in Iraq during the illegal, vicious U.S. war there. And then we have the BBC sanctimoniously repeating this crap from U.S. officials who they don't name, saying the leak put lives at risk. How? What lies? Whose lives? Show me that life. It's just a statement intended to keep you in line and to keep you aligned with U.S. imperial policy. At 10 o'clock, it's going to be the Heather McCoy Show on KBOO. Heather will be talking to Joanne Hari, author of Lost Connection, Uncovering the Real Causes of Depression and the Unexpected Solutions, at 11. It's a special between the covers for the Spring Drive. KBOO's own youth collective will be interviewing Alex Gino, author of You Don't Know Everything. At 11:30, it's Words and Pictures, paying tributes to the 10th anniversary of April being Portland Comic Book Month. Host Koch looks at events, new releases, and participatory activities through the month with guests Matt Bors and Liz Yerby. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, go to KBOO.FM and click on Donate. And if you want a t-shirt, if you want a Press Watch t-shirt with the bars breaking, call 877-500-5266. There was so much more news that I wanted to get to today, and so I think that I will, and then we can circle back to talking about Julian Assange and Chelsea Manning and the assault on the press that is going down today in London. There was a 4.7 quake on the Juan de Fuca tectonic plate off the Oregon coast yesterday afternoon. Maybe that's a good thing, because that is however many ergs of force that might not apply to the 300-year quake. On the other hand, maybe it's a dire warning. In any event, we're not prepared. And right now, the FEMA is under the Trump administration, which evidently likes to play politics with disaster relief, as you may have noticed. KBOO is on your side, and that's something you may want to keep in mind after the quake and during the aftershocks. You're listening to KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. This show is called Press Watch, News You're Not Supposed to Know. And I have turned to covering the arrest of Julian Assange, and I'll be asking for your phone calls pretty soon on that. We are also raising money, and T-shirts have been printed up, T-shirts that are the first Press Watch logo T-shirts. I think that they... they look pretty bold. They are a U.S. flag as a set of bars being broken by a pair of hands revealing the news you're not supposed to know. I think that you'll be glad to have it. And you can get it by calling 877-500-5266. Now I want to turn to the House Banking Committee this week, where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is sitting. And she had a question for J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, who was sitting there. And... she asked him, is a cost-benefit analysis that weighs the cost of government fines versus the potential financial upside of potentially breaking the law, does that factor into controversial decision-making around misconduct at your bank? And J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon said, absolutely not. And Ocasio-Cortez responded with, okay, in my district, I represent Rikers Island. I represent kids that go to jail for jumping a turnstile because they can't afford a subway token metro card. Do you think that more folks should have gone to jail for their role in a financial crisis that led to 7.8 million foreclosures? And who cares what Jamie Dimon said? Well, he said, I don't think people should go to jail for people jumping the subway. And really, it was pretty clear that he was furious at being questioned in that way. You don't question the super rich and their super welfare that they get from the super socialist state. Yeah, the United States is just socialist as heck when it comes to giving money to billionaires and to so friendly when it comes to not punishing them for what they do, no matter what the consequences. Speaking of the Trump administration and billionaires, the Trump administration's aggression against major oil producing nations, Iran and Venezuela, may result in a spike in prices at your friendly local gas station. Quoting analysts speaking with CNBC, the U.S. is overwhelmingly likely to fail in its attempt to completely halt Iran's oil exports, with President Donald Trump eager to avoid rising gasoline prices ahead of presidential elections next year. They write, as the first anniversary of the U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear accord between Iran and several world powers approaches, energy market participants are waiting to see whether the Trump administration will extend sanction waivers on 8 countries importing Iranian oil. Trump has until May 2nd to decide whether to issue new waivers to 8 governments, China, India, Japan, Turkey, Italy, Greece, South Korea, and Taiwan, that were allowed in November to keep buying Iranian oil without facing penalties. And speaking for myself, particularly in the case of Greece, sanctions of the cheaper Iranian oil are really going to hurt people. But the United States is okay with that. But returning to the article, the U.S. will probably fail to reduce Iranian exports to zero, despite renewed talk from White House about letting all oil import waivers expire in early May. That's according to analysts at Eurasia Group. But what do they know? Do they realize how crazy Trump is? Anyway, getting back to the text, given OPEC and non-OPEC production cuts and conditions in Venezuela, the oil market probably cannot absorb the loss of 1.3 million barrels per day of Iranian crude without a significant effect on domestic gasoline prices, a red line for U.S. President Trump. The upshot is that Trump is trying to compensate for the situation, speaking for myself, by asking OPEC to produce more oil. In view of accelerating and devastating global climate change, the whole discussion seems absurd. You're listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland, going over the headlines here, aside from the arrest of Julian Assange in the ongoing effort to permanently intimidate world journalism. The Press Watch t-shirt, the first one to appear on this planet ever after all these years. You know, I started broadcasting Press Watch in the late 80s at KAZI Austin. And all this time I've talked about special tchotchkes, and this shows you just how much I can procrastinate. It's been decades. And it's been 3 decades. But finally, there is a Press Watch t-shirt, and you can get it by calling 877-500-5266. Get it now. Well, the initial supply is here. We have 27 shirts, and I know that several of them just went out. But you can get it. 877-500-5266. The logo is of a U.S. flag that is being broken through, a U.S. flag as bars being broken through and revealing the news you're not supposed to know. I think you'll enjoy having it. From Radio Havana, Cuba, just before the news broke about Julian Assange, they wrote, "Fears over Julian Assange's expulsion from the Ecuadorian embassy in London have been growing over the past few days following threats by Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno that he will make a decision in the short term, yada, yada. The Ecuadorian president has argued that the WikiLeaks founder has repeatedly violated the terms of his asylum and the country's London embassy. The statement was made following the release of the INA Papers, a publication which leaked private conversations of the president and his family linking him to an offshore company which allegedly received millions in dollars for illicit business deals. As a result, the president of Ecuador is now facing a corruption probe. WikiLeaks argues the INA Papers publication is now being twisted against Julian Assange and used as a pretext to expel him from the embassy. The organization tweeted Thursday that a high-level source within the Ecuadorian government revealed the expulsion is being prepared. However, WikiLeaks website or social media accounts never published press releases or images of President Lenin Moreno's private life." Now, that's, speaking for myself, that is counter to what you could read just earlier today on BBC. Returning to Radio Havana, Cuba's article, the page issued a single tweet on March 25th, 2019, which reported that a corruption investigation opened against Ecuador's President Moreno after purported leaked contents of his iPhone and Gmail were published. New York Times reported that Moreno tried to sell Assange to the U.S. for debt relief. Niels Melsner, United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, voiced concern that Assange's health was in serious decline and that if expelled, he's likely to be arrested by British authorities and extradited to the United States. And of course, now that is actually happening. We are at the bottom of the hour, and this means that I am now joined by Pledge Central. Ani Haynes is here, and she can tell you about the special things that we have available for you if you find that this is a good time, and I hope that it is a good time for you to join KBOO. I urge you to spend 3 minutes on the phone to dedicate $10 a month out of your bank account to KBOO, and that is the only way that you can get a Press Watch t-shirt.
Indeed. And you do that by calling 877-500-5266. I'm Ani. It is a pleasure to be with you here this morning on KBOO. Teresa, I got to say, I always think it's kind of special when I get to ask people to support Press Watch during the Spring Drive, because in fact it was Spring Drive of 1994 that you and I met, because somebody scheduled us to pitch together, and it was, I don't know if it was great pitching, but it was great chemistry, and there we are, been together ever since the Spring Drive, a special time for Press Watch and me. So 877-500-5266. Be inspired by springtime love, and know that you are doing your part to keep independent media strong, to keep us going together. Add your strength to the rest of your community, and know that we create independent radio, in-your-face radio. We help to support programs just like Press Watch right here, right now. Please become a member of KBOO this morning and dial 877-500-5266 online. You can do it at kboo.fm. And you can, in fact, get yourself one of these wonderful Press Watch t-shirts to wear around town to show your resistance and defiance, to show your attitude. And you can do that with when you call with your contribution of $10 a month or more. We would love to thank you with one of these Press Watch t-shirts.
Please, and I said give that you call. Could see it on the KBOO website, and it turns out maybe not quite yet, but you can find it on Facebook. Look up Teresa Mitchell on Facebook, and it is, I believe, a public post, and you can see the image, which is the black t-shirt with the image of an American flag, which is It's posted so that it looks like bars, which are being broken in the middle by a pair of hands, revealing the news you're not supposed to know. A very aggressive design. I think you'll enjoy it. You can have it by calling us right now, 877-500-5266.
I don't know about aggressive. I would say defiant. I would say definitely attitudinal. I would say definitely it speaks a truth to power, if
strident,
you will, in a graphic way. And it can be yours. When you support Community Radio, we would love to thank you by giving you one of these shirts that really, yeah, it does show a little defiant attitude. I think you'll like them. 877-500-5266 is that number to call. We are looking to raise $500 this morning on Press Watch. I want to thank Alan, who called and got one of those shirts this morning. I want to thank Robert from Taggart. He has increased his monthly contributions to get a Press Watch t-shirt this morning. Maybe you've been contributing at $5 a month or $7 a month, and you can bump that up to $10. That would be a wonderful way to increase your support for KBOO, and we would love to thank you again with one of these Press Watch shirts, the first ever Press Watch shirts. Please do call right now, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. We have not that many of these shirts to hand out, so this is a time to make your contribution to Press Watch, to know that you are supporting Teresa Mitchell and Press Watch and KBOO Community Radio as a whole with your defiance, with your resistance, with your strident attitude. You're dialing 877-500-5266, or perhaps you are online and you can just hit the donate button. You can go online at kboo.fm and join us that way. But however you choose to do it, we're asking that you do it right now. Please do call 877-500-5266. You know that KBOO is like this bastion of relief. It's a breath of fresh air in the
and
media.
And we are the bastionards.
Indeed. In the sea of media mediocrity, in the sea of pablum that is out there, we are that little island that comes together and keeps each other informed, that keeps each other grounded, that keeps each other connected to the greater whole. And right now is the time for your support, because in fact we cannot do this without you. 877-500-5266. That $10 a month, $120 a year if you'd prefer to do it all at once, is such a great way to support KBOO. Again, when you break it down into those bite-sized pieces, many people listening right now can make that $10 a month commitment to your community. So please do pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
Thanks, Ani. It is Amy Sitar's design. She is the artist that does the Bronze Shoes Project that exposes the brutality of U.S. policy separating families at the border, tries to bring the mind and the heart to how it is human to treat children as precious. And that's what we normally do until we are encouraged by demagogues to act viciously and in a racist manner against children crossing the border into the United States. So she took my suggestion and flew with it and came up with a really good design. You can have that t-shirt breaking the bars of the U.S. flag to reveal news you're not supposed to know, and that's for $10 a month or more contribution or more contribution to KBOO at 877-500-5266. That's you spending 3 minutes on the phone with us and setting it up, and it's painless. I give $25 a month and have for years, and I'm proud to be a member. I'm proud to be a voting member, and I try to keep track of what goes on here at KBOO Portland, your community radio station. And that's what you're listening to, KBOO Portland. This is Press Watch. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Now, to turn to the topic that I initially thought that I was going to be doing this morning before Julian Assange was arrested, impeachment porn. And surprise, the impeachment I'm talking about is Attorney General William Barr. And it's not an original idea. I got it from, of all places, the Washington Post. And this really told me something when I was looking at the news rolls. I'm looking for propaganda. I'm looking for news, but I'm looking for propaganda. And I found that there is some real depth of feeling right in the establishment against this William Barr. I want to talk about him. I was surprised at the depth of feeling. And this Washington Post opinion piece, which I'm going to excerpt on the air here, I considered it a fluke. I mean, this is the Washington Post, not the New York Post. But then I found a very similar article in, of all places, Bloomberg Billionaire News. So here goes. Post reports, article by opinion by Jennifer Rubin. Attorney General William P. Barr said Wednesday he thought spying on a political campaign occurred in the course of intelligence agencies' investigations into Russian interference in the 2016 election, a startling assertion by the nation's top law enforcement official. Later in the hearing, Barr offered a more tempered description of his concerns, saying that he wanted to understand if there was unauthorized surveillance on political figures. I want to stop right there and say Barr knows what he's doing. He knows who he's talking to. He's firing up the Trump base. And it doesn't matter what he says afterwards. He said spying, which is unauthorized surveillance by a foreign power, generally speaking. And he knows that that will be repeated. That will be on the lips of every Trumpoid as long as they talk about the investigation of Trump. They'll be saying that there was spying on Trump, and they'll be, you know, getting their hackles up over that. So Barr immediately is engaging in demagoguery. So he's down with the program of governing by demagoguery, governing by hatred. And it's disgusting, and I'm really glad that the Washington Post is onto it. So I'm going to continue with what they say. Quoting Barr, I believe there is a basis for my concern, but I'm not going to discuss the basis for my concern. I'm not saying that improper surveillance occurred. I am saying that I'm concerned about it, and I am looking into it. That is all, end quote. This is the language of a PR spinner, not the Attorney General of the United States. Skipping ahead, spying is a loaded phrase and a political accusation. Moreover, they write, the Justice Department itself has refuted this notion, making it clear that the Russia probe began before the government's surveillance of Carter Page, starting it all. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler tweeted the following, quote, now, if you didn't already think Barr was failing to fulfill his oath to enforce the laws as a people's lawyer, not Trump's lawyer, this latest episode might do it. Remember that Barr has already substituted his own exoneration of Trump on obstruction of justice, something the Justice Department's guidelines specify should be a matter for Congress and not for the department, refused to use summaries that Robert S. Mueller III's teams prepared in favor of his misleading summary, which he later claimed was not a summary, has failed to turn over the report or the Mueller summaries to Congress in a timely manner, and has refused to make an unredacted version of the report available to Congress. All in all, it's a shabby record of politicizing the Justice Department in a way that his predecessors avoided, end quote. Now, speaking for myself again, when we're talking about unredacted, we're talking about the whole thing. That is what has always been done, because it's being given to Congress, not to the public. And the Congress can redact sensitive parts of it from there if they feel like it. This business of it needing to be redacted to, you know, protect. It's the same sort of pretense I was talking about earlier when the U.S. government through anonymous voices was saying that Chelsea Manning's revelations had put people's lives in danger. It's just a pretense. Anyway, they write, what's Congress to do? First, see what the redactions look like. Second, go to court, if need be, to obtain a subpoena after waiting to see if Barr holds out. Third, bring Mueller in to testify, asking him details about the report, but also about Barr's letter and conduct. If, they write, and it is a big F, Barr has misrepresented the report, including the baseless accusation of spying, comma, prevented Congress from fulfilling its constitutional obligations and or consulted with the White House to determine what to redact, i.e. assisted in a cover-up, comma, it would be a serious breach of his obligations to enforce the law. He would actually be hindering its enforcement. At that point, lawmakers should demand Barr resign. Now, I can't believe I'm reading the Washington Post verbatim. But they write, unless by some miracle he follows that advice, the House, if the above conditions are met, should move to impeachment hearings for Attorney General William Barr. Reading from the Washington Post, of all places. The Justice Department, under his leadership at that point, would have lost its credibility, and the precedent would have been set for future attorneys general to obstruct, just to pick a verb, the investigation of a special counsel. Constitutional lawyer Lawrence H. Tribe tells the writer, quote, Attorney General Barr is surely among the civil officers of the United States subject to removal pursuant to the Impeachment Clause, Article 2, Section 4, and I don't doubt, based on his March 24th letter, his subsequent shifting and shifty pronouncements, and his disgraceful testimony yesterday and today, including his wild and unsubstantiated accusations against the Obama Justice Department, that whatever highly redacted document he releases as Mueller's report next week, Barr has been gravely abusing the powers of his office, possibly, although not, in my view, certainly, to the degree of committing high crimes and misdemeanors. So that's where we're at with the Attorney General of the United States toadying for the president rather than doing his job as the people's attorney. And so following more on Mr. Toady's wild ride, the Washington Post, in its opinion piece, writes, however, Tribe and Joshua Matz argue in their book To End the Presidency that impeachment is a political decision. Tribe says the House has discretion over whether to impeach someone whom it believes committed an impeachable offense and, in fact, has a constitutional responsibility to consider the consequences of doing so. It continues, quote, exercising that discretion, I don't think the House should undertake to impeach the current Attorney General, though I wouldn't blame anyone in Congress who felt a strong temptation to do so based on how he's conducted himself in office thus far. Only one cabinet member, they write, has ever been impeached, William Belknap, President Ulysses S. Grant, Secretary of War. He was acquitted. Nevertheless, if there are situations in which Trump compels cabinet members to lie, manipulate Congress, and thwart the law, it should be considered seriously on a case-by-case business. Whether or not Barr or anyone else is actually removed is of secondary concern. Unlike Trump, Barr isn't on the ballot in 2020, and most voters aren't going to change their vote based on punishment of a cabinet member. There's more on the article that's in the Washington Post. And so it seems the Post, or at least that writer, is getting a little concerned about the rapidly eroding slippery slope that the Trump administration represents when it comes to rule of law. The Bloomberg piece is titled, Bill Barr is trying to be President Trump's Roy Cohn. Bill Barr is trying to be President Trump's Roy Cohn. And that title kind of slapped me in the face, especially, as I was saying in the case of the Washington Post, especially coming from Bloomberg News. It refers, of course, to the closeted racist piece of work attorney that used to viciously defend the Trump organization's sleazy practices in courts. He used countersuits, smear tactics. Before that, Cohn was known for viciously attacking Reds and people who weren't Reds but who might be affiliated with Reds and people who had nothing to do with communism, but offended Roy Cohn, and fellow gays. And he did that with Senator McCarthy's Red Scare HUAC hearings. It's a hell of a thing for a billionaire's paper to be throwing at Trump, though Lord knows it sticks. Bill Barr is going to be in the news a lot now, and the narrative around him is going to change as people realize he deceived the nation about the Mueller report, and now is simply dedicated to hiding it from scrutiny. Actually, he's always been dedicated to hiding it from scrutiny. For some reason, the press suddenly forgot last month that Barr had auditioned for the Trump Attorney General job with a mewling written appeal to fascist sentiment sent to the Trump administration. He had made it plain that he viewed the Mueller investigation as an illegitimate attempt to overthrow the presidency, which is pretty close to a quotation from his letter. The interesting thing about the Mueller investigation, when it finally comes out after the extensive rounds of subpoenas and evasions that we're in for, is that it is impossible to investigate Trump for anything without discovering that he has made a living through multiple rounds of fraud, money laundering, tax evasion, bankruptcy filing, aggressive suits and countersuits, and straight-up aggressive corruption for his entire adult life. So, watch this space. Congress will never see President Trump's tax returns. This is from Corporate News. That's what acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney declared on Sunday. Or was Mr. Mulvaney just embarrassingly wrong in the law governing Congress' power to demand individual tax returns? I think this is from CNN. I forgot to attribute it. I apologize for that. As With so many puzzling statements from administration officials, Mr. Mulvaney's had two interpretations, one sinister and one foolish. The Democrats who have demanded Mr. Trump's returns anchored their request in an obscure but powerful federal law which commands the Treasury Secretary shall furnish congressional committees with any return or return information upon request. So, again, we'll now see whether that law is defied. You're listening to Press Watch. And I have one of the things I've been talking about in terms of imperialism is the ongoing situation in Caracas. And one of the better sources on this comes directly from Venezuela. It is, if you like, Venezuelan propaganda, but they've been pretty good about being accurate. And so I'm going to pass this along from VenezuelaAnalysis.com. The U.S. Treasury Department imposed a new round of sanctions targeting Venezuela's oil industry on Friday. The measures identified 34 vessels owned by Venezuelan state oil company PDVSA, as blocked property in a bid to further tighten the screws on Venezuela's oil sector. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in a statement, quote, Treasury is taking action against vessels and entities transporting oil, providing a lifeline to keep illegitimate Maduro regime afloat, end quote. And of course, speaking for myself, that's very hypocritical since, in fact, Mnuchin is part of the Trump's illegitimate attempt to overthrow the elected government there in Venezuela by supporting Guaido. In addition, they write, two companies and a vessel responsible for delivering Venezuelan crude to Cuba were sanctioned. Havana receives around 50,000 barrels per day of Venezuelan oil as part of a wide-ranging bilateral treaties, which include the presence of over 20,000 healthcare workers in Venezuela. Those are the Cubans that the Trump administration, well, let's just say the U.S. administration, the Pentagon, because this has been in the works for a while, like to pretend is, you know, illegitimately invading Venezuela, suppressing them. No, they cure smallpox. Well, I guess they can't cure smallpox since it's not there in Venezuela, but I mean, they cure diseases. They improve people's health. They are doctors. And now, for the final time in this section, for this episode of Press Watch, I want to go to... I'm joined by...
Hello, Teresa. Yes, it is Ani. It is I. And I am asking you, dear listeners, to stop what you're doing right now. You know you've been listening to Press Watch for this last hour. You know that you rely on Teresa's attitude to get your Thursdays off to a wonderfully defiant start. And you know that it is the right thing to do right now to pick up your phone and call 877-500-5266. Help us raise the $500 we are looking for Press Watch this morning when you call that number, 877-500-5266, to join KBOO and contribute $120. You can do that all at once, or you can break it into bite-sized monthly pieces. You can avail yourself of one of these wonderful Press Watch t-shirts, an original design by Amy Sitars. Teresa has worked with Amy to design this shirt that really does demonstrate the Press Watch attitude, the breaking through the mindset of conformist patriotism, and seeing the flag as bars of a, you know, perhaps a cell, and breaking through that to reveal Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know.
The shirt itself is propaganda, counter-propaganda, and I would like for you to wear it. I would like for you to offend someone with it who would then ask you or say, hey, the United States isn't a prison, and then you can cite the stats saying that the U.S. has the largest prison population in the world and arrests and confines more of its citizens than any
other
country.
But that number that people might want to call to get that shirt, Teresa, is 877-500-5266. It is true. Your resistance is needed, right? Your defiant attitude is needed in this world, which is, you know, in some dire straits. And it's a wonderful thing to get to display that attitude in a t-shirt form. So please do call 877-500-5266 and contribute to KBOO's support. support independent media, make everyone stronger together, and let us thank you with one of these wonderful Press Watch t-shirts fresh off the presses. I want to thank Alan for renewing his membership this morning. Thank you so much, Alan. And Robert, again, increasing your monthly contribution this morning in order to get one of those wonderful Press Watch t-shirts. Thank you so much, Robert. I want to thank Bill from Warren, who specifically said that he loves Teresa's show, that he is, in fact, already a sustaining member, but is giving us an extra donation because he loves your show and he wants to contribute and also get one of those shirts. I want to thank Mary in downtown Portland for becoming a new member of KBOO and becoming a new sustaining member of KBOO at that. So please do call 877-500-5266. Joining Mary and Bill and Alan and Robert and Gregory. Thank you, Gregory from North Portland, also for joining or renewing your membership to KBOO this morning. It is fantastic. We just need to hear, from you right now, please. 877-500-5266. I want to thank Scott in Vancouver, who says that his favorite shows are Democracy Now! And Press Watch. He's a big fan of Amy Goodman's. He says that he also likes Counterspin, the Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, and the Jazz Show on Saturday. That's the Motif. Thank you, Scott in Vancouver, for your support. Please call 877-500-5266.
4 minutes remaining,
and push us past.
Just another ten callers will definitely put us well into the range we're looking for right now. I would like to interrupt this pledge pitch with the voice of Julian Assange, and I think that I'm making it happen. Well, maybe I'm.
In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and thank Christina. Oh.
Okay, that was pretty faint. He's saying Britain must resist. And okay. I just wanted to have Julian Assange's voice on the air.
All right. Well, I heard it more like static, but that's okay. it's the thought that counts. And the thing is that we are here trying to do this community radio project. We are trying to get you the latest, the most cutting-edge information and audio. And sometimes the magic works better than others.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's the thing about being cutting edge, right? I want to thank Jay from Northwest Portland. Thank you so much, Jay. 877-500-5266 is the number that Jay called. And Jay got the t-shirt.
3 minutes remaining.
Please,
just enough time.
You can also join us online, kboo.fm. I want to thank Christina in Southwest Portland. She says that the news about Julian Assange this morning absolutely motivated her call. And you know, you can rely on Teresa again to bring out that controversial, the neglected perspectives. That's why you value Press Watch, and right now it's why you are motivated to support Press Watch this morning. And again, $120 contribution, when you give at that level, you can get one of these wonderful Press Watch t-shirts as your thank you gift. Aaron, thank you so much in Northeast Portland. Loves all the KBOO programs, but says Press Watch is the best. I kind of concur. Again, I'm a little biased being, married to Teresa, but still, it's a great show. 877-500-5266.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, honey.
Well, we met leaving each other fan mail for our respective shows, and then we were pitching, and then Spring Drive. Ah, love. Okay, 877-500-5266, or online, kboo.fm. I know we are getting very, very close to that $500 goal. Please be the call that puts us over the top. 877-500-5266. It can be you that makes that difference. 877-500-5266.
It really is time to support independent journalism. I want to quote James Cogan, National Secretary of the Australian SEP. Assange's expulsion from the embassy and his arrest are unprecedented crimes. A journalist and a publisher who has committed no crime, has had his asylum terminated, has been dragged off to prison in violation of repeated UN rulings upholding his status as a political refugee. The attack on Assange is directed against the democratic rights of the working class. It is aimed at creating a precedent for the suppression of mass opposition to war, austerity, and dictatorship, end quote. And I couldn't agree more, and it really is about that audio that I played towards the top of the hour of that helicopter pilot slaughtering unarmed people unarmed journalist, just in great glee. And it was obvious that he was used to doing so, and he's used to getting permission to doing so. And that that video shocked the world, properly so. And that is why Chelsea Manning is in prison, and that is why they dragged... that's why they suddenly went and snatched Julian Assange and dragged him out screaming, "Don't believe the news that says that he walked out." He was dragged out, and he was shouting as he went. And that's, you know, that's as it should be. You should be shouting against this sort of false charges and against being treated that way as a journalist and as someone who has been nominated for a Nobel Prize for the last several years. You've been listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland. You can still get the t-shirt, 877-500-5266, the Press Watch t-shirt, 877-500-5266. Call right now. And you've been listening via our great big red and white Eiffel Tower on the West Hill on 90.7 FM for many a mile and other frequencies in Cascadia, and also via the World Wide Web at kboo.fm, and in that manner to all the ships at sea.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by The Higher Taste, a local food company making ready-to-eat, vegan, and vegetarian fare since 1987. Their products are available at most local grocery stores. A menu and locator can be found at thehighertaste.com. Lunch was provided by Frank's Noodle House, with two locations in Northeast Portland and Beaverton. Specializing in hand-pulled noodles, Frank's Noodle House serves a wide variety of Chinese noodles. Open Monday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Dinner was provided by Bombay Chot House, located in downtown Portland at 804 Southwest 12th Avenue. Bombay Chot House, also known as Indian Chot House, is one of Portland's destinations for authentic Indian food. Open every day but Sunday, from breakfast to dinner. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm/give right now.
This is KBOO Portland. Coming up next on the Heather McCoy Show, Heather talks to Johan Hari, author of Lost Connection, Uncovering the Real Causes of Depression and the Unexpected Solutions. At 11, it's a special between the covers for the Spring Drive. KBOO's own youth collective will be interviewing Alex Gino, author of You Don't Know Everything. And at 11:30, Words and Pictures pays tribute to the 10th anniversary of April being Portland